here's a story from The World.
When we talk about the dangers of COVID-19, where you are and whether you can protect yourself from the virus matters. In the U.S., the virus has swept through jail-like immigration detention facilities, infecting more than 5,000 people. KQED's Farida Jabala-Romero spoke with detained immigrants who've gone on hunger strikes to call attention to their conditions.
Some people detained by immigration officials are so worried about getting sick from COVID-19, they've stopped eating. Often for several days.
We ate nothing at all. We just drank water the whole time.
Eduardo Melendez and 20 other immigrants recently went on hunger strike for almost a week. They're held at a jail in Yuba County, north of San Francisco. Sometimes U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, detains people at county jails. Melendez is 23, from El Salvador. His family brought him to California when he was 8.
You know, every day we wake up scared, you know, thinking that one of us gets it, we're all going to get it. And, you know, we might not be able to see our families again.
He and more than 2,000 other immigrants at detention centers across the U.S. have refused meals and protests since the pandemic began. They're being held in facilities in California, Florida, New Mexico, Ohio, and other states. That's according to Detention Watch Network, an advocacy group. The detainees have also called for more masks, soap, the chance to socially distance, and better medical care. Meanwhile, the ACLU has filed more than 40 lawsuits nationwide to force ICE to release immigrants at risk of serious illness from the disease. In California, Eduardo Melendez wants officials at the Yuba County Jail, where ICE is holding him, to test detainees and staff regularly for COVID-19 and stop accepting people from other facilities to try to stop the virus from spreading.
This should be handled properly before it's too late.
So far, no one at the jail has been confirmed with COVID-19, but lawyers for detainees say at least 3 employees there tested positive in July. ICE declined to comment, but a spokeswoman at the sheriff's office, which oversees the jail where Melendez is being held, says they've drastically limited the number of people they've taken into custody. She also says there's medical personnel on site 24/7 and that they're following daily cleaning protocols. But detainees say the place is often filthy and that it can take at least a week to see a doctor. They argue the facility isn't equipped to handle an outbreak.
They're not doing any testing. They don't give out adequate hygiene. They don't give out hand sanitizer.
Joe Mejia Rosas was held by ICE at the Yuba County Jail for nearly a year.
Social distancing is impossible in that facility. So, you know, you add all these things together and it's the perfect storm just waiting to happen.
Mejia's parents brought him from Mexico to California when he was 4. He's one of about 50 immigrants a federal judge ordered ICE to release from the jail after detainees sued.
Ultimately, I made it out of detention, and now I'm trying to seek a better future.
ICE reports that it's tested nearly 30,000 detainees nationwide and that it's offering appropriate medical care to people who've tested positive for the virus. But safety concerns persist. Judges have ordered more than 500 immigrants so far to be released from detention centers across the U.S., says Eunice Cho. She's with the ACLU's National Prison Project, which has pushed for immigrants to be let out, especially those at risk for COVID-19.
People with diabetes, with immunocompromised systems, people who had cancer. In addition, in some of our cases, not all, the courts have also released people because of the fact that the lower the number of people in the facility, I think the greater protection it provides for everybody else.
But Cho says there are still many medically vulnerable immigrants still in detention. At least 6 people in ICE custody have died due to COVID-19, including 2 men in their 70s. This summer, ICE says it began testing all newly arrived detainees at the facilities it owns, but that does not include detention centers run by for-profit companies, where most immigrants are held. For The World, I'm Farida Jabala-Romero.